With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change titled, Have a Positive Vision and Attitude, via video conference with our association members in San Jose, California, USA, on July 10th, 2008.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
You mentioned in a recent talk that there isn't anything we can do to protect ourselves and nowhere to physically hide from coming upheaval. The only our purity and virtue would help us.
That's right.
How do we know if we are shifting our consciousness enough? Or is there something else we need to do other than meditate and try to help when we can?
If it happens, we still have a little time. We can change that. Who knows that maybe one day suddenly you wake up, everybody become vegetarian. Huh? Be positive. Envision that for me.
I hope so.
Envision
that's my dream too.
That everybody become vegetarian. Who knows? Yeah, anything happen, you know? Anything happen.
That will
Let's
make
have
my
some
dream
fun
come true.
Imagining it. Okay, visualizing it. It do no harm. It will only do good. Positive energy, always good. Because at the moment, everything indicate that the planet is in danger, of course.
That's right.
But we still can change it. Well, we try until the last minute. And when it happens, it happens. Of course. Anyway, meditate and help what you can. Eat less, elaborate it. Eat more simple, okay?
Yes.
All right. And live a simple life. More simple. The more simple, the better. I know you're already simple. But if you can see in any way in your life, you can have more simple life and less complicated meal, then try to better that. If we can't save the world, at least save yourself. Your soul. Do your best. Keep a positive attitude. All right?
Yes.
And by the way, this crusade of saving the planet and all that stuff, all that good things that we do, is not for you. It's for other people. You are not supposed to be afraid or panic. Yeah?
Yeah.
You are my disciples.
That's true, yes.
You are protected. And you are blessed. Here and after, huh?
Yes.
So be happy. You know, we are not doing this for us. We are not doing all this for us. We're doing it for the people who has no spiritual leaning point, so that maybe we can prolong a little bit of their time on the planet so that they have time to return to their great self, return to spiritual splendor, remember God more, and be more virtuous, be more enlightened while having human bodies.
Yes, Master.
Because this is a very precious chance in the consciousness evolution that anyone have a human body. So it's not for you to panic and forget who you are. You are the saints. You are the strongest. You are the virtuous and the pioneers of noble living. You are a rock for everyone else to lean on. I don't want to hear any of you talk about fear, panic, afraid. This is not for us. We are safe already. We have to save the people out there.
Thank you, Master. That was very encouraging.
Thank you. You're welcome. You know that already. You just forgot, so I have to remind you. We still go out and do all we can to help others, yeah? The planet will be saved or not saved. We not really very worried about that, yeah? We want to save the planet, but not because we're afraid to die or anything. We want to do it because other people were, are, will be afraid to die. Do you understand me?
Yes.
And I'm also afraid that they die too soon, before spiritual message can reach their deeper recess of their soul. So that's what I'm afraid of. But if their souls are saved, then we have nothing to fear. See, there are also children who are not grown up yet, etc., etc. It's good to have a planet, so they have a chance to know what is a better planet inside the kingdom of God. That's all. That's why we have to save the planet. Yeah, don't forget who you are.
Hi, Master. You mentioned that in order for the planet to heal, more than 50% of humans would have to become vegetarian. So is the change of heart what matters the most at this point? Or is it enough that they just become vegetarians? Thank you, Master.
Just become vegetarian. Because at least it helps the animals. It helps the environment. But I tell you what, when they change into vegetarian diet, in this particular time, they already change their heart. Change of heart is the most important, of course. But at this particular time, if they change to vegetarian diet, that means they change their heart already. Why? They want to save the planet. They want to save their children's lives, to save everybody else's lives. So they are partaking in something grand and noble. So there's no need to preach to them anymore. If they change to vegetarian diet, salute them, thank them, and go to the next person.
Wow, that's really great to know.
Yes, it's good. And the more they go into vegetarian lifestyle, the more their heart will change for better all the time. It just happened automatically because they started with noble intention already, you see? Not for health reason, not for economy reason, it's for saving the world. How more noble can it be?
Thank you very much, Master.
You're welcome.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm splendid.
Wonderful. What do you think is the best way for us to get the word out about the connection between eating animals and the environment, and the best way to encourage people to change their habits?
Okay, all you do is just spread the news, spread the flyers wherever you go, whatever you can. Every time you go to work, just take some flyers with you and distribute it anywhere, you know, on the way, okay? And more than that, of course.
Thank you very much.
Master, in the past, we as an organization have never been very involved politically, but with such urgency of threat, are there things that we should be trying to do to influence public policy? And if so, what is the quickest way?
Oof, there's no quickest way here because everything is slow on this planet. I think you can watch the Surrey teleconference and do what you can to help, but only by peaceful means, yeah? You can write to the government, of course, you can talk to the farmers, you can write to other groups, etc., etc. Do what you can in your power. It's not to be a politician. They know that you write to them just for the urgency of the planet and to save the world. Yeah, make sure they understand your intention. It's not like you go out and spend millions of dollars and say, vote for me, I'm the best, or nothing like that. No. So when you write to a political body, it doesn't mean you're a politician or involved in politics. It's very clear from the beginning what we do, right?
I thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Good evening, Master.
Good evening.
Master, my question is as follows. Our organization has been leading many efforts to awaken humanity, but mostly on our own. Now, Supreme Master Television has already been linking with so many other champions and heroes supporting the same causes. Could you suggest how we may be more effective and quicker at networking together with other organizations to create a faster impact and result?
We do what we're doing. Actually, everything runs their course, you know? There's no good forcing anything, yeah? You see, everything happened up to now is all natural, spontaneous, yeah? God blessing. If they network with us, okay. If not, we still continue to do what we do, you know, one-man band crusade. They don't have to network with us even. If they just do what they do by themselves to help the planet and to inform the public just the way we're doing, then it's fine. You know, we don't have to net together in any way. I just hope they just do what we do. Yeah, that's all they need to do. Because we are net together in spirit, in any case.
Thank you, Master.
Hi, Master.
Hi, hi.
How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you also, Master. And you look so beautiful. Master, my question is, how many people do we need to wake up in order to create critical mass, or what they call the 100 monkey effect, in order to save our planet? What is the magic number?
The magic number is 2/3. Okay? It has to be grouped in different places, not just number, okay? As I mentioned, 2/3 of the population minimum must be vegetarian. And now we have 1/5 of the population already.
Wow!
So we must reach minimum of 3/5 in 2 years. I'm waiting.
Master, a new question. Since time is of the essence and people get confused, you know, their mind, you know, with vegetarian, what is included, can we, when we talk to them or when we do marketing, can we say go vegan, be green, you know, at least to get their mind thinking what is vegan, and then they'll go on the internet and search it?
Okay, we can do that.
Instead of go vegan, and so that at least they'll get the info online. They'll be curious.
Uh-huh, okay. How about we say, go breatharian instead? Eat air, yeah? Okay. Well, I tell you what, the way it goes, maybe you guys just have to live on air then, huh? In case of emergency, remember? Remember, you have the power to go without food.
I wouldn't know how to teach them how to go breatharian.
No, not you teach them, for yourself only. Maybe you have enough only power to go breatharian alone. Well, it's not for other people, but they of course they can go learn anywhere else. Just to pray for the providence to provide you with all you need. And now that you're already entering the spiritual stream, then you can use that power in case you need to, in case you want to. Everything happening natural is good. Right now, I think you should try to simplify your life, minimize your food. That would be already the next step, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Try a different way, like go raw, or, you know, go juice, whatever.
That's my main diet, is I blend everything. I'm almost completely raw vegan.
Blend and drink.
And yeah, you don't need to digest. You don't need to waste energy digesting. It just goes right to your bloodstream.
Go direct, huh?
Yeah. I ran a marathon like that, so it's very possible.
Okay. I can see you're very healthy, good looking.
And thank you.
Anybody else in there who joined the blending club?
Just for breakfast.
No? How many blending over there? Are you blending in or blending out?
There's 4 or 5 hands went up.
And you okay? You doing fine?
Yes.
Yes. How much vegetable and fruit you need per day in the blender? I mean, to keep you going. How many meals you eat?
Usually it would be like four or five bottles, 32-ounce bottles.
How many liters per day?
1 liter is 32 ounce. 1 liter, so 5 liters.
5 liters a day? Okay.
That's because I was exercising. If I don't exercise and I'm just, you know, in front of the computer doing SMTV work, maybe like 2 or 3.
Okay, understand. No, take as much as you need. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Anybody else who is benefiting from that? It should be very good, you know. It should be a very good diet to just drink straight, you know, like that. I heard about it.
And a lot of people ask me questions, and they're inspired, and I give them information, and they're very thankful.
Very good, very good. Give them some information. Anyway, it's a very good idea, okay?
Okay.
Right now, I have to stay where I am for some time, just to wait for the ABC to come up.
I understand.
See, I have to still cook some vegetarian meal and all that for them, so that they can have a little fun, you know? And then knowing that vegetarian is easy and so on and so forth, yeah, and fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will see, okay?
Okay.
I have to do what I talk. It seems like a sacrifice, but it's not such a big sacrifice. It's okay. It's just tiring. You know, eating solid food sometimes is a very tiring lifestyle for me, yeah, sometimes. But it could be worse, you know? Yeah, it could be worse. You know, raw and blending food is a very good idea. Yeah.
Hi, Master. I've heard you say several times that we should write letters to our representatives. And one of the reasons people don't contact their congressman is because they may know that global warming 18% comes from meat and dairy, but they feel insecure about writing a letter to their congressman, or they don't know where to write their congressman. And one of the most successful grassroots civic action committees in the United States, and they use the power of the internet. What they would do is they would write up background information on a topic, and then they would write a sample letter, and then they would send it out to all their friends, and then their friends could just like take that sample letter and send it off to their congressman, or send it off to, let's say in this example, like maybe all their favorite restaurants, and say, please put more vegetarian stuff on the menu. Yeah, and so we were talking about doing some of the same thing, taking a lot of the news, you know, the information that we've been, you know, doing on Supreme Master Television News, and put that up on a website, and then send it out to all of our friends, because after you hit the send button so that the letter goes off to your congressman, there's something that says tell a friend. The software automatically brings in your address book from like Gmail or from Yahoo, and you can click off all your friends and then send it off to them, and then they get this email saying, oh, will you please send this message to your congressman and help them to learn about, you know, the connection between global warming.
Yeah.
We can also do the same thing by, you know, if everybody sends something to the local newspaper and says, you know, please cover this as a story.
Yeah. Now, sure.
Go ahead. I'm
to
sorry.
The decision maker people. Yeah.
One of the things that this so.org has done is they'll say, okay, we want to put an ad in the New York Times about this issue. And so they'll say, click here if you want to donate money to put this ad into the New York Times. And then click here if you want to donate money for our operational costs. If we set up something like that, do you think it would be okay for us to accept money just for, you know, these advertising or campaigns
or
something?
No. always no beginning, no the middle, no at the end. Whatever we can do with our own means, we do it. We don't take money from anybody. Do you know many of organizations, they take the money and only some part of it, small part of it, go to the victims or to the people needed. The rest is paying their own salary or doing anything sometimes unnecessary. That's why I'm so tired. You know, before I used to support many organizations. Later they find out that they do it like a business. And I don't support any idea that you want to get the money for donation. No, no, no. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Why do you want to get bad karma from other people? The good cause that you want to do will be annulled by the bad karma of the people who donate to you. And you don't even know where from the money. Sometimes they are from drugs, sometimes they're from alcohol and cigarette. You want to guarantee all that? Where do you get this idea from? Ever.
Well, just watching what organization had done in order to get people to help them.
And you know that all our group never take any money from anybody.
We can.
And that's that. Some organization take money. I don't. Because I'm not any organization. In the beginning, I don't even want any organization, membership fee, nothing like that. It's just because the government forced us to do it. We have to report why we gather many people, and we just do it just for the sake of protocol. Just
okay.
In Taiwan, they do it. Everybody put like 100 NT, that's how much, it's about $1 or $2, something like that. You know, symbolic. And it's only a few hundred people are members. Not all the people are members. It's just to make it an organization, that's all. For the government's sake. Yeah? We never take a donation. Don't even mention that word to me ever again.
Thank you, Master.
Because many people don't use it for what it is. They make it like a business, and I don't like that. Anybody who make use of the situation or the desperation of the people or group or person to profit themselves in any way at all. If you cannot sustain yourself and do the work that you're doing, then you don't do it, okay? You take care of yourself. That's good enough. So I don't need you even support me or anything. So I don't need anybody to support you and your idea. Whatever we do, it has to be clean, morally acceptable. But if you take donation, you don't know that. Do you understand me?
Yes, yes.
Good. You see, I don't even take donation from you, and you are clean, and I know where you are and what you do already. Why would we even take money from outside people? We don't even know what they do. It's not only that, it's below dignity to take anything from anybody. And that's that. Huh? I mean, unless you really dying of thirst and hunger, somebody give you a piece of bread or a bottle of water, that's fine. Do you understand me? Beyond the minimum survival necessity, you don't take anything. I tell you again, you better watch your temptation, okay? I mean, as a whole group. I mean, every time we do something, and then we always think, oh, it's easier to get everybody else to help us, yeah? It's easier to get donation from people, and then we can make it bigger and faster. No, it's not like that. It's not like that. The fastest lane is not always the quickest, okay? Yeah. And don't get into this kind of temptation, okay? Do whatever you do by yourself, by your own power, by your own means, okay? That's the best way, you see? There's always a saying that whatever you want to do, the best you do it yourself. Huh? Okay. Never get into this kind of temptation for quickie result or better, quicker, bigger. It's not like that. No, no, no. Okay? Never. Because it seems easier. Yeah? It seems easier. But it's not the ideal way. That's why I have it all written to you in the beginning already. Don't take what don't belong to you. Understand me? Yeah? That's the best.
Thank you. Just maybe a small story, if I can share with you. I was walking in a cow pasture.
Yeah?
And one of them came up to me. I was feeding him. and a couple came by, they're regulars, and they were surprised. They were like, you know, usually they don't let people come by them, and I was just like, fine. It was very comfortable, and then I saw them later, and I told them, I think it's because I'm vegan. They know I'm not going to harm them. And so they started thinking, and then we got into a discussion. I'm like, that's why in India they're holy, sacred, and they're, you know, they're allowed to roam free. And so we started talking about vegetarianism, and they are going to try and incorporate that into their diet.
That's good.
Thank you, Master.
So a cow can even make people become vegan, huh? By being there. Good,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, he approached me.
We enjoyed your company today for Between Master and Disciples. Tune in next Friday for part 4 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion, Have a Positive Vision and Attitude. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Good People, Good Works, up next, right after Noteworthy News. May divine blessings fill your life with wonder and peace.